I know, it's a big surprise. It was a surprise to me too. When I came here and I saw these croissants, I love croissants. But you never know whether a croissant is really a croissant. And you might not even call it a croissant. So, this is Boss Lattice. I'm here at La Donatella. I'm going to get a lot of help here because I need it from...
Elisabetta Gottina, the real Italian.
You are the real Italian. Yes. So tell me what I just ate that I ate like in about 2 seconds because it was so good.
First of all, you ate a cornetto because in Italy we don't eat croissant. Cornetto is the Italian way of a croissant and is what you eat when you go to Venice, Rome or Florence with your cappuccino and your coffee. Okay? What you just eat is a delicious vegan made with the ancient grain. The sugar is only grape sugar and cane sugar, so very natural. And inside there is raspberry and elderberry. We have the savory cornetto that you can use with many things. And then what you just photographed is Reborbone. Reborbone is our first line that remains better than the raspberry. Usually croissant after 2 hours shrink. This one is fragrant. This was cooked this morning at 8 o'clock. Now is 1 o'clock in the afternoon, still beautiful.
My question to you though, I see the word Italy there. I'm a New Yorker. How do I get to try your food? Are you here in New York?
Yes, we are here in New York.
Oh, you're in New York.
We are here. Forno d'Asolo, which is part of La Donatella.
Where?
Forno d'Asolo, distributed to in all New York. We sell to coffee shop, to restaurant, to hotel, like the Bowery, for example. And so you can have our cornetto there. And besides the cornetto, also the other dessert and the bombolone. We just created...
Who's this guy?
We just created this new thing, which is bombolo with cannoli cream. It's a delicious kind of donut, but much lighter. With a puff, very soft pastry and with a delicious cannoli cream in the middle. Yummy, really yummy.
I'm out of control.
Here, look our beautiful dessert. We have the classic tiramisu, which is our signature.
It's classic tiramisu, but I never said tiramisu looked like that.
Because this is the original one.
That's the original one?
It's the original one. We created this shape in the 1960s. Okay.
Who created tiramisu? Your company?
No.
Oh.
Was a chef in Treviso, near where we are. And this chef created the product. The restaurant still exists in Treviso. And we designed the shape. This shape is our since 1960. And now we have two new tiramisu, which is limoncello. With a sauce inside of a mix of oranges and lemon from Sicily, and the Irish cream with the crunchy chocolate.
Right.
They are really very good.
This is off the charts.
This is also merengata. The merengata, you can eat it, typical from the north of Italy, you can eat it directly from the freezer, and you can top it with hot chocolate, berries, mango, whatever you want.
So your company is called?
Forno d'Asolo and La Donatella.
What is peace for you? What makes peace for you?
Peace, have my dessert with me all the time. Plus, our dessert has another good thing. You see me as a slave. For example, the tiramisu, even though it has mascarpone, fresh from Italy, okay, our ingredients are authentic. What is very good about our company that we keep the authenticity of the products. And they are low calories. At 100 grams, which is 3.3 ounces of tiramisu, is only 247 calories, while a cheesecake is over 600. For the same amount.
Wow.
Okay, so it's also a way to indulge and not exaggerate.
Ah, capisce. Last, what is love for you? What does love mean to you? What's your name and what does love mean to you?
Elisabetta. The love is the passion. The passion we have in create our dessert, in tell the people what we are exporting, what we are giving to them.
You did good.
Thank you very much.
Grazie, grazie.
My pleasure.